St. John Vianney comes, he says, "Praise be to Jesus. I will tell you why I have come. I have come to invite every soul into the divine will." You may say, "My dear St. John, I do not know what God's will is for me." Here it is. Live in the present moment in holy love. "Oh, that is too hard," you say. Only if you refuse to surrender is it hard. Your surrender is everything. These two great commandments are like jewels, like diamonds. The more you surrender, the more you see the glistening jewel. But when you place your own will in the way, many obstacles. You have a rough rock covering the jewel. Your will must be chipped away to see what lies in hiding, a jewel greater than any on earth. The more you surrender, the easier it is to surrender. Make it known. So I have a message here from June 26th, which was about hope, and this is part of it. "Those who hope in the world or in mortal efforts aside from God will always be disappointed. Holy hope allows you to trust in God's provision and his divine will for you. Holy hope motivates your surrender to God, your self-abandonment. Holy hope lets you trust in God's mercy." And then I have my retreat notes from a friend that was in the Mother Teresa's order, missionaries of charity. And this is Mother Teresa talking to her novices. "This surrender is your only path to holiness. Satan knows this, and he fears your surrender to God above everything else, above every other virtue or good work, and he will fight it with unceasing energy and with all the most logical and holy arguments. We, like Jesus, have to say, 'Get behind me, Satan. I wish to think as the Father and not as man.' Jesus kept himself focused on the person of the Father and all that befell him. He didn't allow himself to be lost in events, in the injustice, in this or that person, in the means or the instruments of his suffering. As this was the key for Jesus, so it is for us. This is where Satan fools us and where we fall most often. If we look at the instrument and fail to see the Father, it is impossible to surrender. God is not asking us to surrender to the event or to another person. The object of our surrender is Jesus. Jesus is the event. To embrace the wood of the cross is to embrace the crucified one fastened to it. Very often our failure in surrendering is due to the fact that we mistake the object of our surrender. One must surrender to the Father through the suffering, through the injustice, through that person, through that event. True surrender always ends up with an encounter with the Father in Jesus, not with the instrument. That is why Jesus, at every moment of his passion, is standing face to face with his Father. This is the heart of everything. We lose our peace when we focus on this or that. View your surrender as Jesus did. You are not called or asked to surrender to a thing or a person. They are not worthy of you. It will free you if you focus your surrender on the person of Jesus. You are invited and called to embrace Jesus, your Lord and God, your Father. Allow your provident Father, who thirsts for you, to bring forth your thirsts, to bring forth surrender from you through the cup he has chosen and the vision of his face through that cup. Jesus surrenders himself to the wickedness of men to teach you to surrender yourself to the goodness of the Father. Okay, now from the same notes, this is from St. Therese of Lisieux. Outside the divine will, we can do nothing for Jesus or for the salvation of souls. Going back, remember what the divine will is, holy love in the present moment. Okay. This is also from St. Therese. We who run in the way of love ought not to think of the sorrows or what the future may bring, for then there is lack of love. You want me to tell you the means to become holy. I know only one, love. That's from St. Therese. And Jesus told us, I wasn't listening to what my husband said. Jesus told us that first we have to love, and then our love leads us into trust, and our trust leads us to that surrender to the divine will.